In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. There are many models to how we live our lives. If we follow the earthly, worldly model, it's usually about us, what we do for ourselves, how we serve our own purposes, how we reach what we want, and satisfy the desires and the objectives we have. There is a godly model, a model that focuses on the other. And that godly model is not a model that is foreign to us. It is a model that has been demonstrated by God Himself in the Incarnation. For in taking flesh, He put humanity before Himself. He put us before Himself. He left all and came for us. This is the model we must live by. This is what we must try to achieve. The woman in today's story set herself aside and anointed the feet of our Lord. She placed herself before Him with all humility, but wanting to do that. We sometimes think that being humble is being broken and being broken is being weak. But in actual fact, as we have seen on the cross, true humility, godly humility, is strength. It is power. It is victory. And that's what we need to be doing. Going against what this world tells us, going against the natural flow, and putting others before us. We look at relationships, friendships. That's what this is built on. The priority of the other. We spend far too much time trying to satisfy ourselves, and we know that that is a bottomless pit, because we often are never satisfied. If we try to satisfy ourselves with what is in this world, it just creates a greater hunger. It creates a greater need. I was having this conversation with someone 2 days ago and was saying that yes, his objective was to reach a certain salary, but once he hit that salary, he wanted to reach the higher one, and so on and so forth. That is the nature of this earthly world. Because what is earthly deteriorates, it dies, and it must be replenished. You have to top it up again. The money you have is spent and you need more money. The position you have is superseded, you need a higher position. But God's love is never superseded. God's love is never bettered. So once we reach that level of God's love and fulfillment in God's love, it gives us satisfaction. A satisfaction that is within us. A satisfaction that guides and moves us. A satisfaction that makes us realize that there is a much greater focus for our lives. So today as we gather to remember that there is much more than what we see with our eyes, what we hear with our ears, what we touch with our hands. There is the divine, there is the heavenly. There is what is inside us in God's image and likeness that we try to achieve. And there is that beautiful godly love and godly satisfaction that only He can give. And this is the only true satisfaction. As this woman who went humbly before the Lord with love, let us also place ourselves before Him, that with that love we may be empowered, strengthened, and even victorious, as He was victorious with His love for us and calls us to Himself even until today. Glory be to God forever. Amen.